Hey Portland, I'm Alex Engelhart and welcome to Locals Only Radio, where we get to hear from the rich musical talents of Portland, Oregon. Today I'm joined by the Portland-based post-punk band 40 Feet Tall. 40 Feet Tall has cemented their place in the scene as one of the Pacific Northwest's most exciting acts. With a brand new album, Clean the Cage, produced by Cameron Spies, they showcase a wide range of post-punk sounds that are both volatile and intimate. The biggest buzz around the band is their live shows. Whether they're opening for Shame, Frankie and the Witchfingers, Wine Lips, or they're headlining themselves. The members leave every single thing out on the stage with gigs routinely ending in incendiary showstoppers that find the lead singer tangled up in mic cords or diving into the crowd. Welcome, 40 Feet Tall.
Hello.
Thank you for being here. I want to start off by asking you about your live performances. Everything I've read and everyone I've talked to can't stop raving about how raw and energetic your performances are. What do you think helps you connect to the audience in the way that you do?
I think that there's a lot of we're so lucky to be able to do like such a live performance that is like in your face, and I think that a lot of people are really kind of needing to move around and shake some stuff off, and having something that is so physical outside of just kind of standing and playing on stage is I think that people in this age of like AI and just everything being so digital and streamable and intangible, something with a lot of physicality is speaking to people, and I guess we're all pretty physical people too, so we like doing it.
Yeah, I can imagine it's pretty cathartic. I feel that too. I feel like it's really important to like be in a physical space with people nowadays. Is it cathartic for you on stage too?
Yeah, and exhausting. And, yeah. And it's both feels so good, and then I crash an hour afterward, and it's
that makes sense from what I've heard about your performances. Yeah, it seems high energy. Cool. I'm interested, what was the best or most surprising crowd you've ever played for?
I think the best was Pickathon last year. We got in kind of late to the game on it. Brett will talk about how we got in on Pickathon, but we got to play it, and then like last minute we also got switched to a bigger stage. And was like shocking how like energetic it was. Normally I feel like inside is more our jam of how we play and like kind of a contained chaos.
Yeah.
And then this was like outside and you like see the forest and just like people all the way to the forest. And then there was like a circle pit going on and like crowd surfing all like outside.
Whoa.
Which I've never seen for us at like 3 p.m. Yeah. At on 3 like a PM. Saturday, you know? So that was, I think, the most surprising and coolest thing to experience. And then I think it's like a photo of Cole going like, no, it's not gonna be helpful on the radio. arms outspread is like on Pickathon's like ticket link website.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, we were lucky enough to get to play Pickathon. I bartend, and the Pickathon crew was coming to my bar to have drinks, and I dropped off the margaritas.
No way.
And I was like, I don't know if you guys ever need another band. We would love to be that band. And they're
that's
like,
that's awesome.
They laughed and they were like, sure, well, since you made us margaritas, I guess you have to. And then like 2 weeks later, they sent us the email. And we're like, huh,
yes.
That's awesome. That's the secret to get into Pickathon is margaritas.
Yeah.
All right. Any other favorite crowds that you have played for?
The last Mississippi Studios show was right up there for me. It was crazy. We had lights were super sick, and it was we have newer stuff that is just kind of heavy and incites chaos in a cool way.
Definitely.
And it was just a whole nother, like, it was like a creature down there. It was crazy.
That's awesome. I love that.
One of my other favorites was we just did our first, well, not just anymore, but last year we did our first European tour, and we played Paris, and Cole, it was packed show, and Cole crowd surfed, and then from crowd surfing climbed to the balcony, the second what? Story, and then like ran around up there for a bit and then jumped back down from the second story into the crowd again, into crowd serve. It was crazy. It was one of the craziest shows ever, too.
That is crazy.
And my mom and dad were right there, and the look of fear on my dad's face and the look of fuck yeah on my mom's face. She's like, she wants to crowd serve so badly.
Oh my gosh. Get her out there. Okay. That's awesome. Yeah, speaking of your latest stuff, your sound is so cohesive, and especially on your latest album, Clean the Cage. Each of you writes your own parts, if I'm not mistaken. And you said that there's a lot of trust that goes into that. What, in your opinion, makes a good collaborator when writing music together?
I'd trusting each other. I think it takes a long, like, we've been writing together for such a long time, and we all come at it from like different perspectives and different types of music, and we're always constantly like sharing stuff with each other and just getting to that point where you know that, you know, you can kind of just like sit back and trust that like someone is going to come up with what they need to come up with, or just like trust that, like, you know, you come up with something and someone goes, eh, that's not working, and be like, cool, trust you. Like, all right, oh, heard, yeah. You know.
I think a willingness to discuss and argue over things and not totally. Like have it end everything when it's just a disagreement is a huge piece of like our writing and collaboration. I think that was like one of the biggest things that we've gotten to be able to do, is that like the discussions are okay and like disagreeing is okay, and like the song is the goal, not like what you're doing on the song. Mm-hmm. Which I think takes a long time I think for anybody to like be able to separate that in themselves of like, I really want to play this, but like, you're right, it's not right.
Totally. Yeah, sometimes you have to like play the boring part for the
song. Exactly. Yeah,
I've gotten really good at that.
Awesome. Also, your music videos are so fun to watch. They have so much personality, and they're the perfect mix of, I think, playful and also really weird at times. Which music video has been your favorite to film so far?
I think when we just have been lucky to have such good friends who help us, like who are different directors and people who have helped us on the videos. And I think the most recent one we did with Sela Shaloni was really good. It was called, it's the Bicep music video. And basically, Sela is one of my best friends from growing up. Like, we grew up since maybe third or fourth grade. He was in like one grade above me, and he's an excellent, photographer in LA, and I just always send him our new album before it comes out, and he'll just be like, this video, let's make a video for this song. And and then we basically spent the entire budget on a muscle suit for Cole and then just let him go insane.
Yeah, that was crazy.
So that one was really fun, and it's always weird to like just be sitting there while Cole is doing all this crazy stuff, and then you're like, great job, Cole, this is gonna look great. And then we all get the benefit of Cole going insane while we're not even in the video. It's nice.
Perks. Yeah. That was awesome. All right, I have 5 more questions for you, and they're quick hits. I want to hear from all of you, though. Give me, like, the quickest answer you got. What is your pre-show ritual?
Oh, do I have one? Do you have one in mind?
You always feed Jack tequila.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Brett wasn't drinking. Cole's just really smart, and I just love seeing Jack get pumped, and him getting pumped makes me super pumped. So tequila shot for me and Jack.
Nice.
I want to say that we have a pre-show ritual, but we really just kind of want to have one and then just end up being like, oh crap, we gotta get on stage in like 2 minutes. A stretch is normally a great idea, and sometimes about 25% of the time I say we do it. Maybe Cole does more.
My numbers are at 50, I'd say.
Yeah, I am like constantly like, I'm out talking to everybody, and then I'm like, oh wait, we're about to go on. I gotta run back there. I think that's it. I don't know. Mentally, I kind of try not to think about it until like I'm up there. Yeah. Because otherwise, I think that's when the nerves kind of kick in.
Totally.
We do have, I think pretty consistently, we do a bit of a huddle before we all kind of just like clasp hands and, I don't know, someone says a little something and then we jump on, but it it's a little hectic before a show because there's always something happening and talking to someone or someone broke a string or something, whatever. And but I think having like a quick moment to just be like, hey, let's have a good show is really important.
I just walk around the block. I do like one. I just go walk alone for a second. That's what I always do.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, yeah, that's peaceful. I just started, What's your favorite venue in Portland?
Mississippi Studios.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a good one.
For that size, it's great. But then there's like Revolution Hall is also amazing. To play or to go
either one. Either one.
I think it's going to be Mississippi just because the people there are so supportive. And it's like this bar as a local band. If you get to play Mississippi, like it's such an accomplishment.
Totally.
And it's recognized throughout the whole scene of you did it, you know. And then next thing you know, you're playing it like 10 times, you know, in the year.
Yeah,
if you're
totally.
Lucky, you know. And then, but then Rev Hall is like my goal.
Yeah, shout out Rev Hall.
Mississippi, for Mississippi. Sure. It's definitely just, it sounds so good. And the staff is great. And the vibes are right.
Yeah, I agree. What are you listening to right now?
I'm in a huge deficit. I'm like trying to find music pretty bad. I'm
really
into this band called Chalk. They're from Northern Ireland, I believe.
Okay.
They're kind of like punk electronic. It's wild. I saw them at Treefort, and then another friend of ours, Harper King, who's like a photographer around town and tours a lot, is like super into them and like showed them to me earlier. And I've been listening to them like kind of nonstop, but now I'm like, I need new music. So I can't wait to hear what these guys say.
Cool.
I'm really into this band, High Viz, right now.
Yeah.
But then my go-to is consistently Surprise Chef.
That's a good one.
I've been obsessed with Twisted Teens. They're like, I'm just repeating this album nonstop. And they're out of, I think, New Orleans. They're like an old, the singer was like in an old punk band. And now they're kind of doing like, he like restarted this thing, and it's him and the slide guitarist, Lap Steel. And they're doing just like very punk, but like indie rock / I don't know, kind of like country. I'm obsessed. It's
cool. I'll have to listen to
my album of the summer. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I feel like I'm also listening to that because Cole's always listening to that, and it's really good. It's a great album.
Forced to listen.
I've been listening to Radio Rental, a really good podcast.
Ooh,
it's very spooky.
Love the podcast.
Yeah, I honestly probably listen to podcasts. I definitely listen to podcasts more than listen to music, but it just helps me. It helps me. It just helps me do the shit I gotta do in the day. Like, it just helps me zone out a little bit while I have to do all the other things, you know. But Radio Rental, a lot of spooky stories on there.
Hell yeah. Okay, well,
That's crazy.
I don't listen. Music's terrible.
Hot take from Brad.
That's it. Whoa. What even is
this? I quit. I'm starting a podcast.
What's your go-to self-care activity?
Go for it.
Reading. I feel like I'm off if I'm not reading a little bit like more consistently. And it's kind of everything. I'm always like juggling way too many books and just jumping around, but if I haven't like sat down and read something in a while, I know I'm feeling weird.
Yeah, I like that.
I wake up really, really early, and cuz I work really early.
Okay.
I start at 6 a.m., but I get to work at 5:20. And if it's any minutes, if it's 5:24, I'm late. And it's
what do you do for 40 minutes?
I try not to watch anything on YouTube. And if it is something on YouTube, it's just to get my brain like kicking. And then, you know, I do the whole like writing in a notebook or sometimes just drawing a picture or something. But if I don't have that, it's really tough. I've fallen in love with the routine of
Yeah.
5:40 to 6.
For context too, we also wake up with like 40 texts from him on the band chat of like, what about this? What about this? What about this?
Yeah.
If you got one, go for it.
He listens to podcasts. Yeah, listen to podcasts. Actually, Radio Rental, check it out.
He hates music.
I feel like, man, I don't have enough money to do this as much as I want, as I would like, but like every other month, my partner and I go get a couples massage. Oh. And that's really nice. And there's always like some deals and stuff, so you can like, but that's like, I feel like, that's my favorite thing, and I wish I could do it more than I do.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah. My life is kind of chaos right now. I opened a bar last year, and Whoa. So getting a... It's called Trouble Bar. I'm going to shamelessly plug it right
wait,
there.
Wait, what was the name of the bar?
Trouble Bar.
Trouble Bar, okay.
It's on 50th and Division.
Cool.
And that has thrown kind of my whole life into a little bit more of a chaos. Like, figuring out... I'm just starting to figure out how to, like... Before. Yeah, I mean, it's always been a little chaos, but this is different. I'm like up, like Logan is up at 4:30 to go to work. I'm normally going to bed around then, often.
Wow.
So I did just join a gym, and so I'm trying to... Yeah,
you go on hikes a lot.
I do go hiking a lot. My partner and I try and get outside as much as possible when like the sun is going on, and I'm trying to get back into biking, and I started going to therapy, and I'm going to the gym. So I am like investing in... myself right now. Nice. But I don't really have a routine yet.
Wow.
We all have a little bit of self-care at Trouble Bar when you're drinking a nice Bud Light and a shot of Old Crow.
Ooh. Go to Trouble Bar for your self-care.
Is that your well?
The well whiskey is Old Crow. Yeah, yeah. I drink well tequila though.
Yeah. I can't do that.
All right, Portland musicians everyone should know about.
Let's see.
Non-binary girlfriend, huge fan.
Yeah.
Buddy Wincoop is a great band that we're very, very big fans of.
Johnny's Day Out.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Themcel.
Oh, these are great picks.
Our lovely boys in the Max are really good. Yeah.
How Strange It Is.
Yeah.
Jordan is just a really big community member. He hosts a lot of shows at his house, and his band How Strange It Is pretty cool.
Cool. Awesome.
Man. Oh, Spoonbenders is also great.
A Fish in the River.
Aww. Oh, the Apricots.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you all. Do you have anything coming up that you want everyone to know about?
We have a show on June 12th at The Six. That's going to be a fun one. We have Jackie and the Pink Smudge, another great local band, opening it up. And then we have our friends Black Ends coming back down from Seattle to play with us. And that's going to be a really fun show.
Why are we doing it on June 12th?
It's just a good day, a great day.
Why are we doing it on that day?
I don't want to say.
Happy birthday, Brett.
Brett's birthday show, June 12th.
Yeah, that'll be great. And then I'll sing some covers. Maybe I'll do my own podcast on stage. Who knows? And then on a more serious note, one of my coworkers, Pony, he was abducted by ICE a few days ago. And so we are... just as a community trying to support and give him as much support and his family as much support as possible right now. If you want to help us and help Pony and his family, you can go to Guero's Instagram. And in the link in the bio, there's a GoFundMe for him and his family to support him right now and to try and get him back home to his people.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you all for speaking with me. Have a great day.
Thanks for having us.
That was my interview with 40 Feet Tall. You can find them at 40 Feet Tall on Instagram. And you can find the link to Pony's GoFundMe in the show notes on the show page, which is xray.fm/locals only. I'm Alex Engelhart, and this has been Locals Only. Thank you for listening.